A woman went to the doctor in Sacramento for symptoms of postpartum depression, and a nurse called the cops on her. That story caught the attention of lawmakers in California who say new mothers need better mental health screening and treatment. April Domboski of member station KQED filed this report.
I want to go home, my sister.
4 months after having her second baby, Jessica Porton started feeling really irritable at little things, like her glider chair.
And it had started to squeak. And so when I'm sitting there rocking the baby and it's squeaking, I would just get so angry at that stupid chair.
She read online that this could be a symptom of postpartum depression. So she and her baby went to a women's clinic in Sacramento.
I briefly described my symptoms and said that I wanted to talk about medication options and therapy.
She admitted to the nurse that she was having some violent thoughts.
I described, you know, maybe hitting myself or squeezing the baby too tight. But I was very adamant through the entire appointment that I was not going to hurt myself and I was not going to hurt my children.
Still, that's when everything changed.
I could almost see at that moment that she stopped listening to me.
The nurse called the police. The police escorted Porton and her baby to a nearby emergency room. Hospital staff made her change into a gown and took her purse, but they let her keep her diaper bag for the baby. They put them both in a room under constant watch.
It's like everybody knows that I'm not crazy. Everybody knows that this is normal, but they're following protocol.
Finally, at midnight, 10 hours after she first got to the doctor's office, a social worker sent her home. She says the whole thing made her feel like a criminal.
It was all legality. Everybody was protecting their own liability instead of thinking of me.
The doctor's office declined to comment. A spokesman for Sutter Health, Gary Zavarral, says the hospital's ER staff was following protocol, and every step was about keeping everyone safe.
The process does take some hours, so 10 hours isn't unusual.
California law allows doctors to involuntarily confine a person with a mental disorder if they are a danger to themselves or others. But San Francisco psychiatrist Melanie Thomas says what constitutes imminent danger can be vague.
You can imagine how a provider or a social worker, any number of people might interpret that phrase in different ways about what is necessary to report and what isn't.
Lawmakers in Sacramento want to improve how to identify and treat maternal mental health conditions. State Assemblyman Brian Mainshine wants to require doctors to screen new moms for depression. Right now, it's a recommendation.
The numbers here are so significant.
1 in 5 women in California have prenatal or postpartum depression.
That I think it's something that doctors really should understand and should be prepared to both diagnose and to treat.
He also wants the state to tap into a new federal pot of money set aside for postpartum programs and awareness campaigns. It was established in the new 21st Century Cures Act.
Getting federal funding is a great thing. It's money that's available from the federal government that I'd like to see the state of California have versus another state, right?
The legislation has given Jessica Porton a new purpose. People have told her she should sue her doctor's office, but she says no. She thinks getting the bills passed is the way to help the clinic do a better job. For NPR News, I'm April Domboski in Sacramento.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, KQED, and Kaiser Health News.